It's still quite depressed. I mean, obviously, as everyone's aware, although the numbers of housing starts nationally is looking up, we still have a lot of challenges ahead of us in 2012. Our toes might be touching the bottom, but certainly we're not going to have a year of what we would consider recovery this year. So it's very important that legislators, policymakers understand that we're a significant part of the state's economy and that they should bear that in mind as they establish new and rigorous policies.
What are you seeing personally?
Go ahead. Let me add it to that a little bit. I think the perception from reading the news articles and stuff that's on the TV is that things are better. Last year was so worse, though a little bit worse than a little bit better than worse is really not good at all. So I think what you're going to hear today is what's really going on out there, and that is that we haven't recovered. Prices are still depressed, and there's still these clouds that are out there. And as you heard from Chairman Bernanke yesterday, you know, he really downgraded the outlook about the economy and the recovery. It's iffy.
I'll get you to comment on it. The governor's proposal to limit the mortgage deduction for certain, I take it that doesn't help the situation or?
Well, you know what? Look at the reality of who buys a home and even a $300,000 home, and what do you have to make in order to qualify for that house? You got to make $100,000. So it's knocking everybody out. It's going to have an impact on the majority of the market. It's certainly not going to do our industry any good, nor is it going to do the resale market or the independent broker market well.